Hello, Mustang fans, and welcome to another Ford Performance Edition of the Mustang Owners Podcast. I'm John Clore, Enthusiast Communications Manager for Ford Performance, along with my co-host, Mike Ray, President of the Mustang Owners Club of Southeastern Michigan and the International Council of Mustang Clubs. Our motto has long been, everyone has a Mustang story. And Mike, tonight, we've got another special episode with a Mustang story from a young lady that I know everyone will love.
I think this is going to be a very, very fun episode.
No question about it. So buckle up, folks. That's right, because tonight we're welcome a good friend and an up-and-comer in the Mustang hobby, Bolt the V8. And if you're not on Instagram or Facebook, you may not know who Bolt the V8 is. So we know her as Sammy Lupacino. Sammy, welcome to the Mustang Owners Podcast.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm very ecstatic to be here.
Well, it's not too often. Now, we've talked to some people with a V8, and Mike's talked to a couple people with a Bolt missing.
Every day.
But Bolt the V8 is such a cool story, Sammy. We just wanted to get into it. I know that the folks that follow you on Instagram and Facebook and see your posts and maybe been to a car show and got to meet you at car shows. We've been lucky enough. Mike, when's the first time you ran into Sammy? Was it when Joe was shooting? Joe Deladovich, who's been on the Mustang Owners Podcast. So folks, if you want to check that out, Joe's been on our podcast before. But Mike, when did you first run into Sammy? You remember?
Carlisle, I believe 2 years ago, Sammy?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It was two or three. I don't know how long you've been around with the gang here, but 2 or 3 years ago at Carlisle for sure.
Sammy, you have to admit, since that time, your involvement in the Mustang hobby has just exploded.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it feels like I've known you guys forever already. And, you know, I'm very grateful for that, for sure. And, you know, I feel like I'm growing and growing even more, especially just knowing you guys, too.
Well, we love the whole story. We love, and we're going to get into it now, because Mike, you know, like you said, everyone's got a Mustang story, but I think Sammy's story with Bolt the V8, the fact that she loves yellow Mustangs. I remember several times speaking at the Yellow Mustang Registry events when that was big, and those registries were big. But Sammy, your car and your story, there's not too many young ladies that get into the hobby the way you have and are so now immersed in it. It's like your cars are like your whole deal, and it's not just a fun thing you do on weekends. It's your passion. Why don't you share with some of us how you got into the Mustang hobby and what was the genesis of Bolt the V8?
Yeah, so actually I never thought I would get into yellow Mustangs until I got Bolt. So it's very funny and interesting that it all happened like that. And I'm lucky enough to say that my first car was a Mustang. It was actually a 1997 SN95. It was a convertible. It was actually a V6. It wasn't a V8. So, you know, we all start from somewhere, I guess. And that car had a lot of issues with it, more so than Bolt does. So that car was pretty much my baby. And, you know, it didn't compare to what Bolt is now, but you know, even before I had my Mustang, you know, that car's name was Spirit. It was based off of a animated, I think, Disney movie called Spirit.
Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, I was always a fan of horses and stuff like that. And, you know, turns out I almost had a horse, but I guess my parents were just like, heck no, no way. And they just bought me a Ford Mustang instead. So
that's a great idea. Mike, why did I think of that? You want a pony? Yeah, we'll get you a pony. How about an SN95?
Yeah, exactly. And it was a good starter, too. And, you know, it got me a lot of attention, even just having the top down, even in cold weather, too. I was like, you know what? Let me just put the heat on. I don't care. I just want the top down. So, you know, then later on, you know, issues came about with that car and I had to get rid of it. And then I was so saddened when I got rid of it too, because, you know, after that, I kind of, Whatever I drove in after that, I was like, okay, whatever car I get next, it's like, I just want a car at this point, you know?
Yeah, sure. And I mean, I get it. It's transportation, that's all.
Right, yeah. So I this is so embarrassing to say, but at the same time, it is what it is, because now I have Bolt. But the next car I got was a Nissan Sentra. And I was like, you know...
Yeah, so basically you gave up on being an enthusiast.
Yeah, so it was one of those things where, you know, the first car I stepped in, I just got what I got. And, you know, my parents kind of helped me with that, where they, you know, were like, all right, do you want to spend $2,000 on your Mustang and, like, fix it with problems that will come about later after that? Or do you want to just spend the $2,000 that we're offering you to... you know, get the next car. So that's kind of what happened with that, because I was like, I don't want more issues happening with this car. And then turns out COVID hit along the way after that, and then paid off my car for the Sentra. And I was like, you know what? I miss having a smile on my face so much all the time with, you know, the experience of having a Mustang and stuff like that, and, you know, getting the compliments and just wanting to go out and drive the car all the time. And that's how it came about with Bolt. And then, you know, I was like searching and searching. I was like, I want a Mustang again. And, you know, after that, with the searching and everything, and I found Bolt, and I was like, yeah, that yellow looks very nice. So
it does catch your attention. That's for darn sure. There's no
question. Absolutely.
And, you know, Mike, the funny thing is that, you know, she went from the SN95 and had the same kind of attraction that both you and I had for the S197. There's something about an S197 that harkens back to all the great Mustangs of yesteryear.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I absolutely love mine. As soon as it was announced that was coming out with a retro look, I had to have one.
Yeah, so Sammy was, I mean, you could have gone back and looked for an SN95. Because, you know, you all of a sudden you've tasted Mustang, and then you went back into the import world and said, you know, this isn't the same experience. And when you went back into Mustang, you could have looked for an SN95. Was it just that this one happened to be available in yellow, and or is it there's something about the S197 you like?
You know, I actually never had any education when it came to, you know, Mustangs and what body styles and stuff like that. It was more so of me just looking in the price range at the time of what I could afford. But, you know, adding on to, you know, going back to wanting to have a smile on my face and stuff like that, it's like, I just wanted a Mustang. I just wanted to have a Mustang again, because Mustangs make me so, so extremely happy. And, you know, it's just coincidental for me saying that because of, you know, the color with being yellow and stuff like that. And it is a huge eye catcher, like we already mentioned. So
it wasn't just driving, Sammy. We know that you started working on cars, and that, you know, that kind of exposed you a little bit to people that own Mustangs. Was that your first working on cars, detailing them, cleaning them? And how did you get involved with, like, your local club and the other people in the hobby?
Yeah, so, I mean, honestly, it was just me trying to go and experiment other things. Like, for example, as soon as I got my car, I was like, all right, I'm enjoying the car industry right now, so let me go out and find jobs that involve working on cars, no matter if it's, you know, being a mechanic, detailing professionally, you know, wrapping vehicles, and, you know, now I'm working as a body estimator. So, you know, even with, like, collisions and stuff like that, I just wanted to be so involved with anything and everything that came with cars. Wow. Because, you know, I feel like it's better if you learn about cars so you could work on your own, and instead of, like, bringing them to other shops that you don't trust, and they're like, oh my god, like, overpricing things with you to fix cars. So that's kind of why I wanted to do it. But at the same time, I just wanted to show people that, you know, girls like me can work on cars too. So anybody can do it. So, but going out to local clubs and stuff like that, you know, I found First State Mustang and Ford Club here in Delaware.
Okay.
And, you know, I really like those individuals, and that's how I kind of grew But people around my age in Delaware, there's, you know, at the time I didn't really know anybody that had any Mustangs. Yeah, so it was very difficult at the time, but then the more my Instagram and Facebook, you know, kind of got attention, that's when I, you know, found more people because, you know, I was posting a lot more, so.
Well, you're definitely not alone. Mike, when you look at Moxham's membership and the younger crowd in Moxham, it's so rare to see not only a young female getting involved in the hobby. That's one thing to own a really cool Mustang, and we've had several come and go out of the membership, but to want to be involved in the car world and work on cars, and that's quite a different thing. You don't see that too often, do you, Mike?
No, it's literally only a handful. And you know, I got a chance to work with a couple people. Steph Davies, who I work with at Roush, she's a big Fox Body girl, and she's from Jersey, Sammy. So she's a Jersey girl, and she moved back out there, but she was just so passion behind a Mustang, and the whole world knows Ms. Autumn Schwalbe, right? So she was a younger girl who now races her Fox Bodies, works at Ford, and just has such a huge passion for cars. So it's so nice to see that, you know, because obviously the stereotype forever has been men with Mustangs or men with cars, and to see the especially the younger generation women getting involved with it is such a treat for all of us to broaden that horizon, to let the, you know, let the women start getting their place in history here with us.
No, Sammy, we see you and at the show, and if you're walking around with Joe Deladvich, they think, oh, that's Joe's gal pal, and she's probably just arm, you know, eye candy. She's not even involved. But once you start talking to you, you go, oh my God, Joe met a girl that actually knows about cars, loves cars, and you're into it. I mean, I've seen you at car shows where we had to pull you away to keep going because you're so into it. It's so cool. I'm so happy that you're into it. And on top of that, you know, pushing this idea there where you can enjoy driving a lot better if a car really speaks to you. And I think, you know, your yellow Bolt, I mean, it does speak to you in many ways. I see you smile every time you drive.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's actually my first manual car too. And I've never driven manual before. And I've actually learned on my own by myself in a matter of like 3 days, especially when it was around COVID time and nobody was on the road. It was a perfect time to do that too.
Jeez, Mike, when my sister learned to drive a stick, two road signs and the clutch paid the price for it.
Well, I learned how to drive a stick in a VW with a screw as the clutch. Oh, so yeah. It can be done.
So Sammy, that's the whole point. When I first started the outreach program before, I was at Ford Racing at the time, and Club Connect was known as the Ford Performance Group of Enthusiast Organizations. And it was before there was a Ford Performance, so I had to lose that name. And I ran into Courtney Barber, who founded a club called Team Mustang Girls. And but Courtney was, she's a character. And you know, she was a real estate agent that was showing houses with her 65 Mustang with no air conditioning, and people didn't appreciate driving in a car with no air conditioning in down south. But she went on to, you know, do a website and do many stories and get involved. What is your goal in the hobby? I know you're everywhere now. It seems like you're always at every show that I'm not. I'm jealous of how you're getting around. But what is your goal, let's say, for this upcoming year as we approach 60 years of Mustang? What do you want to accomplish with the Bolt and in your upcoming career with your Instagram page?
So I will mention that there is a surprise that's coming. I'm not sure if I should mention it or anything. I know Mike knows about it for, you know, what is coming in a few months. I'm sure you know about it through Jenny as well. I'm not sure she's mentioned it to you. But you know, there is a big surprise coming, but Bolt is unfortunately not going to be involved in that surprise. But I literally just bought some car parts of what the surprise is coming with. So, I don't know. Like I just want to say that the surprise is going to be huge. And it is going to bring a lot of attention. And I am going to make a lot of videos and stuff like that for it too. So I'm super excited.
Well, if you were hanging around Mike Ray, he would say to you, you know, you've got to move to Michigan and be head up at committee in Moxham. And Mike, wouldn't it be great for Sammy to get some of her friends that follow her on Instagram and some of these girls that are just doing some killer job on their cars to get involved in the hobby more directly with the traditional clubs than just meetups and Instagram, you know, cruise-ins? Wouldn't it be cool?
Yeah, absolutely. And Sammy is the right one to do it. She's a leader. And I think, like I said, once the surprise gets launched, there's going to be a lot more followers for her as well.
Okay. Well, but you better figure out a way how to tap into that, Mr. Ray.
Of course. Of course.
So, Sammy, is there any way that you and the Bolt or you and the Surprise or just you will be coming and participating in some of the big events coming up this year as Mustang turns 60? Are you looking forward to – are you going to Alabama? Are you going to Ponies in the Smokies? Are you coming to Mustang Memories?
So we really – Joe and I do want to go to like a lot of events this year. And we are going to be there for the 60th anniversary this coming April. So we will be there for that. You know, as usual, we'll be there for the Woodward Dream Cruise in Carlisle this year as well. But we're trying to open up our agenda more, because, you know, with work involved and everything, we're trying to balance the two. But, you know, any recommendations, please do give us, you know, anything, because we're open for any events, honestly, because we want to get out as much as possible.
Well, Mike, did you see last year when she was in Detroit for Woodward? We were trying to find her and we were asking Joe, where's Sammy? Where is the Bolt?
She was bolting around, wasn't she?
The Bolt of V8 was Bolt of V8 was over at the Ford stand. I mean, every time there was a press or media event, Bolt of V8 was there. And we couldn't, Sammy, I mean, I don't know. I think you've caught the attention of a lot of the, you know, being an influencer, you catch the attention of a lot of the PR folks at Ford. Did you see any pushback there? Did you find them to be welcoming to, you know, to find a young lady get involved in the hobby? Were they pretty open to talking to you?
I mean, regardless if it's in person or through social media, you know, I do get a lot of feedback from everybody. And I do have a lot of, you know, it's crazy because they come up to me as if they're, you know, fans and whatnot. And I really try to be like, you know, one of those individuals that are just an ordinary and regular person. So, you know, I do appreciate when people look up to me and everything. It's more than anything I could ever imagine. Like, I've never expected this. But, you know, in regards to social media and stuff like that, you know, I'm going to have negative people comment about me of what I'm doing and stuff like that. But, you know, it's whatever. Like, I'm still doing my own thing.
Mike, you have to tell Sammy some advice there. Social is not the place for those with faint hearts.
Sammy, let me just give you this little word of advice. When you got haters, you're doing something right.
Oh, absolutely.
If you don't have haters, you ain't popping.
That's exactly what it is. You ain't got any haters, you ain't popping.
You ain't popping. So the good thing is when you find the haters, you're popping and just keep on keeping on and don't let that change your direction, which I just find it cool that you're, you know, you like to get involved. You like messing with your car and you find different things interesting. We're kind of watching you because if you follow Bolt of V8, you kind of will follow your thinking on why Mustang and why not a Nissan Sentra. And Mike knows some young ladies who drive what is that thing called, Mike? What's it called? A Soul?
No, not this Mike.
No, but don't you know some people with that thing called the Soul that the hamsters drive? And you know, if you need something that a hamster drives, then I'm afraid, you know, you're just not going to get too many dates. I think if you have a cool yellow Mustang, or if you got a Mustang, you know, Sammy, you're just in the cool factor right now, and we're watching you as you go through this hobby. And also, Mike, I think we have a lot to learn from Sammy. How she's coming into the hobby, how I think there's a lot she can teach us about how we bring the hobby to young ladies who just think Mustangs are cool and want to get involved.
Yeah, Sammy's in bloom, that's for sure right now, and we're loving to watch it firsthand. to watch you grow and take over the world.
Yeah, so, I really appreciate it.
No, so the bottom line is, are you telling me that Bolt V8 is going to be, you're going to hang on to it, you're going to sell it, you're going to move it, you're going to park it, you're going to change it, you're going to, will I still get to see pictures of it on Instagram?
So that's, unfortunately, that's part of the surprise.
Okay, I'm not going to, all right.
Quit trying to spoil it, John.
Oh, okay, forget it. Well, tell our listeners. So, folks, if you're following Bolt of V8, and Sammy Lupacino wants to know, she'll put this on her page as well. So, Sammy, give us a hint. When should they start following you now? How was the best way to stay on top of the big surprise?
I mean, I do know it's just going to be a couple months, but I'm still waiting on a date. so I'm not sure how long of how many months that will be, but I am expecting it sometime around April or around, you know, late spring. So around that time frame.
Well, I'm not going to be able to sleep now for a couple of months. Thanks for that. No, it's just fun, Sammy, and I got to tell you, whatever direction you go in the Mustang hobby, it's going to be great. We do ask, though, that for those of you out there, to check out the Bolt of V8 and make sure you follow the exploits of Sammy Lupacino, because Sammy is just on top of this, and she hangs in the right circle. She knows a bunch of people, and she's getting involved. That shows you'll see her. Sammy, is it more often now I'm seeing you taking photos, or you do more interviews?
So I'm actually trying to do a mixture of everything, but I more so want to do more videos, because I'm really trying to do that a lot more, especially trying to get comfortable with, you know, doing YouTube and stuff like that. I know I don't do that as much, but I'm really going to try to put an effort to do that a lot more. I feel like more so the photos are Joe's kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He knows. Like, he's pretty good at those photos, isn't he?
Yeah, oh, yeah, right. Absolutely.
I've seen some of the stuff from Mustang Memories, the Joe Dladvich photos on FordPerformance.com, and oh my gosh, he sees things through a camera that I only see when I'm sleeping. No, so Mike, let's face it, Sammy's got the right idea, because Sammy, we're going to let you in on a secret.
Oh,
Mike
boy.
Mike and I have been talking ourselves about taking our fearsome twosome onto YouTube, but the only holdup is he wants me to get a haircut and lose 50 pounds. Mike, as much as I like your short hair, I don't think I can wear that well. So we're still working on our YouTube persona, but for now, we just enjoy talking with Mustang people on the Mustang Owners Podcast. And I got to tell you, Sammy, we're hoping that you connected with us so that we can follow your exploits and see how your Mustang hobby is and what direction it's taking you in the future.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Mike, I think you've given her good advice. You know, grow thick skin if you're on social, follow your dreams and your passion. And the only thing we can tell you that most Mustang people listening tonight could tell you is that when you are doing something you truly love, it's not really work. You're just the enjoyment of this hobby and the people involved, at least Mike, at least most people.
Yeah, absolutely. And Sammy, I'm here for you always, anything you need.
Absolutely. And you know, I love you both. So
well, I'll tell you what, the club world is that way. So those of you listening who are not in a Mustang club, you'd say, well, I'm just going to be on this Facebook group and I'll get on Instagram and go to a meetup somewhere at the root beer stand. It's not the same. And Sammy can attest to this. It's a relationship that you build in the club world that you don't usually get when you occasionally run into somebody at a meetup, because the relationships just seem to be bonded more, Mike, I think, in a club environment.
Yeah, absolutely. That's absolutely correct.
So, Sammy, we want you to stay out of trouble. Keep the surprise coming. We're going to follow you. So if you folks want to get on Bolt of V8, look after her on Instagram and on Facebook. Sammy Lupacino is got it going on, and we can't wait until she becomes a super big YouTube star. And then, Mike, maybe we can get on her show someday.
Yeah, don't forget about us when we're the little guys to you, Sammy.
Yeah. Yeah, what is it Mike used to tell people? Hey, just remember all the little people you stepped on the way to the top.
Exactly.
And Mike, and then she's going to go, I don't want these two old guys on my show.
I'll have you guys on there first.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed talking to Sammy. Sammy, again, thank you for your time tonight and the best of luck in the hobby.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a wrap again for this edition of the Mustang Owners Podcast. But don't forget to check out the enthusiast section of FordPerformance.com because everyone has a Mustang story, remember? And not only that, if you haven't done so, get your Mustang or club or Facebook group registered on FordPerformanceClubConnect.com and all of your Mustangs registered on FordSpecialVehicle.com. But you know what? You can find out what Mike's Mega Club is up to by visiting Moxum.com. And as always, we welcome your comments and suggestions that you mail to us at clubhub@ford.com. So until next time, we're just going to be looking to catch you down the road.